in church you worship?
In the place of worship?
Now what?
Well, now
who
that's.
Do you worship?
Hmm?
Who do you worship?
Well, I worship God.
And do you ever use that in swearing?
In praying?
In swearing.
Uh-huh.
In swearing.
Yes, I've been guilty of that, but you know what, ever since I was a kid that big, I use the word God in profanity or just casually speaking, calling his name in vain. Even when I was a kid like that, I knew instantly I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it was my mother and my uncle, he was the daddy of the house, the Sunday ritual. We lived out in the country, didn't have a church, but about every third Sunday, I think. Well, the mother's son is my uncle, country house, working wood with banisters around. Well, he'd get that old cheroot cigar, and he'd get to smoking and reading that Bible out loud, and you think he's preaching. You need to do that for a couple hours before dinner, every Sunday. And I think practically everyone knows when you're doing wrong. We all just got a conscience or a heart. We know when we are doing what's right in the sight of God.
Do you ever pronounce it differently if you're swearing?
If I'm swearing? Mm-hmm. You mean I pronounce God's name differently? Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. You mean that you could say in court, you don't swear, you affirm if you want to. When you're still holding up your hand and I swear, so I affirm that that's what you meant. Was that?
No, I was wondering if... if when you're actually taking his name in vain, if you sort of pronounce his name, pronounce it differently.
No, I think the only way that I would do it as a Christian would be to call God's name in vain, would call it God, G-O-D. Now, you know, back in the old days, like his name was so sacred, they wouldn't pronounce it. He'd give it another name, Jehovah, and I am, numerous things like that, because God was too sacred to mention. But I think under explanation, explaining, and teaching, it's permissible to use God's name as God. Now that's my thought. I could be wrong.
Well, you said your preacher was good at preaching, but if you had a preacher that didn't preach very well, you might say, well, I didn't like the sermon, but I enjoyed listening to what?
The lecture, a lot of people, I don't care for lecturing and Sunday school teaching or preaching either one. I want to follow when he's going to preach, and preach your old-time religion, because that's what I was born and raised by. When you take, I was meant to my wife yesterday, I said, you know, sweetheart, something you never hear in church now, that is the modern-day church, is the word hell, or hellfire and damnation, or something like that. The preachers are actually afraid to tell you that you go into hell if you don't do right. Well, they didn't. They used to boil you, look you right square in the eye and tell you quick. If you did this and that and thus, or didn't do this and that and thus, you were going to hell when you died, and they meant just that. And they had scripture for it, too. But it seems to me like that the more education, which I don't approve of, that a preacher has, the more he tries to preach to a certain more sophisticated class of people. Now, myself, as I told you before, my education is very limited. I can understand good English, believe you me, I can, but there's a lot of those logical terms that I just don't get across to me. I like for a man to, his explanations to be thorough, and when he says hell, he means hell. Now some people, well, there's different names for hell. A lot of people, I think the Greeks used to call the grave hell, and numerous other things. There's a thousand different ways to argue, any way you look at it.
If you were on your way to starting to go to church and went out and you saw you had a flat tire, so you had to change the tire before you could go, you might say, oh, church will be over. What?
Well, all you could use is you could say, oh, church will be over, done started before I get there.